Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis. Hello, Burns.
How are you doing, Kelly?
Doing great, and yourself?
Well, I'm hot.
Well, hopefully some relief is coming soon.
I hear we may get a little break. I never thought 93 and 4 were a break, but I guess it is.
Well, stay tuned. We may be breaking out the parkas next week.
Yeah.
Hey, let's start with Governor Mary Fallon. The governor, the lieutenant governor, and most of the cabinet were on the Stillwater campus last week. Let's talk a little bit about the town hall meeting and why Stillwater.
Well, they were indeed, and we were very honored to host our graduate, Governor Fallon, as well as our graduate, Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb, and the very distinguished cabinet. And we presented to them for about an hour and a half. They were actually here for this presentation, as well as a town hall meeting that was on higher education and workforce development. And we really went through a presentation that crammed a lot in, because there's a lot going on at this place, and I'm afraid we still had to leave a lot out. But I was very proud. We had three students present that were just did a marvelous job. All in all, I think it was a very I was impressed as I watched it, and I think the cabinet was as well.
What was the one message you wanted the governor and the cabinet to take away from your update?
Well, that Oklahoma State University is a tremendous asset for the state of Oklahoma. The service that we provide to the state of Oklahoma by training talent, great talent, doing great research that benefits the state, and the extension of all of that with the state is really the central core of our mission. That is the mission, really, of a land-grant university. And while some have kind of shied away from that or veered off in different directions, here at OSU, we take that very seriously. And there's countless examples where the university serves the state both with talent and research and just knowledge. So I wanted to present that to the cabinet, and I feel like they left Stillwater understanding that.
And I know one of the things you're interested in pursuing, and I know state leaders are discussing it, and that's increasing the number of college graduates from our state.
Yeah, it is a fact. If you will go to any search engine and compare per capita income with percentage of college graduates in each state, you will see that it is a linear correlation, that the states with the highest per capita income have the highest percentage of college graduates. Oklahoma is, frankly, not as high as it needs to be. The number of college graduates in Oklahoma is in the low 20s. If we could move that 10% even, it would make an enormous difference in the overall prosperity of our state. And the governor gets that. She knows that it's not a coincidence that those two things are related. And so she actually is going to be hosting a press conference next month, where there's going to be that the increase of college graduates is a key part of her strategy to the economic development of Oklahoma. We're working hard to increase graduates. We're pursuing a lot of different strategies in that regard. Our six-year graduation rate now is at an all-time high at 61.5%, but it needs to be much higher than that. So in taking steps to improve admission, retention will result in more graduates.
And finally, Burns, it's that time. It's time for football.
Oh, boy, is it ever.
Any idea what the uniform combination the Pokes will be wearing Saturday?
You know, I volunteered to pick the colors each week, Kelly, but they looked how I dressed and decided I really wasn't the right guy for the job. So, I don't know how they're picking them, but what do they have, 40-some-odd combinations? So it'll be fascinating to see. But it's going to be a lot of fun. We're at all-time record on season tickets. You can just cut the enthusiasm with a knife on campus for this upcoming football game. Lots of spirit, lots of excitement, and we just hear almost everywhere you turn, go Pokes.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.